This is Joy Roland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 48. We prioritize self-care because we know it's very important. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode number 48 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. What an amazing week I've had. I am so excited to be recording this podcast. I have a couple of updates. First one, my class with the Ramses Financial Peace University is entering its fifth week. Can you imagine? So if you are new to the podcast and you didn't know, I'm running a class in Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University. It's a 9-week course, and this is week number 5. I'm so excited. The class is going amazingly well. The students in the class are just fantastic. They bring their A game, they come in, they do the work, and we are seeing results. I'm so excited for that. The other piece of news I have is that I will be traveling to Miami, Florida for a speaking engagement. I will be speaking on stage with Les Brown. If you don't know who Les Brown is, Les Brown is an amazing motivational speaker. And I'd have the privilege to speak on his stage this week. This isn't the first time I'll be meeting him. I met him for the first time in 2014 when he did a speaking engagement in London. So this will be the second time. But he's an amazing person, and he's someone who has really influenced my journey with his story. So I'm very excited. If you are in Florida and you want to meet up, just send me a message. I'll be in Florida for 5 days, starting on Thursday. Okay, so those are the exciting news I have. The other exciting news I have is I'm beginning to have people reach out to me to ask me about my coaching program. Now, the reason I'm so excited about this is because this has been my goal, right? I never, ever, ever send out cold messages. I never reach out to people via DMs, cold messaging them, asking them if they wanted to join my program. Like, that's never my style. I know there are some other coaches that do that. If that works for them, good for them. But I never do that. So to have people reach out to me, like, that felt very special. And it boils down to, how committed are you to your success? How much work are you willing to put in order to get the results you want? Now, when I started this podcast, November last year, so this is month number 5 for me on the podcast, no, month number 4 on the podcast, I've been doing this podcast twice per week. So I haven't missed any week. Twice per week I have been recording a podcast, and I've been publishing the podcast. Now, how many people are willing to do something for 4 months nonstop without getting results? Very, very few people. Many people are so accustomed to the "I want everything now" kind of mentality. You know, like when you go through the drive-thru for your food, you want your food right now, right? When we order something on Amazon, we want it delivered the same day. So we are kind of accustomed to that in quick gratification, you know? So it's usually very difficult to find a business owner or an entrepreneur who is willing to test out a strategy for 4 months without seeing any results. And I think that's one of the secrets to success. You have to be willing to persevere. You have to be willing to put in the work in order to see the results you want. Now, I don't know what your business is, but I want to encourage you to test out a strategy and be willing to go all in. If you have a goal, a business goal, a wealth goal, be willing to test out the strategy for 4 months. Be willing to pay the price. And the good news is when you start to get the dividends, they come in very hard. Okay, so that's one of the lessons I want to leave you with today too. Patiently test out your strategy. It will eventually work. And if it doesn't work, you are going to have lessons from that strategy to put into the next strategy you test out. So I'm so excited. So today, the topic of this episode is we prioritize self-care because we know it's very important. Now, this is step number 11 of my 12-step series I've been running. So we're almost done. If you are just joining my podcast for the first time, hello, welcome. My name is Joy Roland. I'm so excited to have you here. We've been doing a series and I've been teaching 12 things that extraordinarily wealthy women know. And I've adapted this from my own mentor. Her name is Brooke Castillo. And she has a program she calls the Possibility Formula. And in that formula, she has 10 things that she teaches women. Well, she teaches us that successful women know. I have adapted that to this podcast. And I have added 2 things more. Because I felt it was missing these 2 things. So here are the 12 things extraordinarily wealthy women know. 1, we know we have to teach ourselves what's possible. 2, we know the difference between success, happiness, and being a good person. 3, we know that creating value is what creates money, and we know how to create value. 4, we know that extraordinary success includes lots and lots of money. 5, we know that life is 50-50. 6, we know failure is the price of success. 7, we know we don't get the how until we get there. 8, we know it's no better here, it's no better there than here. 9, we know we are already 100% worthy. We're not trying to make money to prove our worth, we are already worthy. 10, we know it's hard and we can do hard things. 11, we prioritize self-care because we know it's very important. 12, we know we deserve love and we are empowered to only be in loving relationships. Abuse isn't tolerated. Now, I believe that these 12 things are very, very important on our journey to build wealth. Now, if you haven't listened to the episodes, like I said, this is step number 11. And I started from episode number 37. So if you haven't listened to this, I encourage you to go back to episode number 37 and listen to all the other steps up until now. So we have 10 episodes for you to go listen to. This would truly, truly help you on your journey to building wealth. So step 11 is we prioritize self-care because we know it's very important. The reason I added this is because what I've seen in many entrepreneurs, many business owners is they don't think about self-care until sometimes it becomes too late. And they realize that they hadn't been focusing on their health as much as they should have. And I want your health, your self-care, to be your highest priority. Why should it be your highest priority? Well, because without health, you have nothing. Yes, your ambition to be successful, your ambition to be wealthy will take the back burner when you don't have your health. So it's very important to prioritize your self-care and health on your way to creating wealth. Because think about it, about this. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you have $100 million sitting in your account and you don't have sound health. How are you going to enjoy that money? So I want to encourage you in this episode to start prioritizing your self-care and health. Now, a balanced life, an enriched life with good health and happiness. That's the goal. That's the balance we want to strive for, right? So always have that at the back of your mind as you push yourself to take all the steps needed to create wealth. Always think to yourself, am I prioritizing my self-care? Many of us neglect our self-care until we become overly stressed. And stress and neglecting our health can actually cloud our judgment. It makes making business decisions, making financial decisions even harder. And overall, it affects our capability to build wealth. So when you're overly stressed, you don't make the right decisions, right? There are many times in my own life when I look back, times where I've neglected my health and it has really affected my abilities and my capabilities to build wealth. So in the short term, it might feel like, oh, stressing yourself overboard might have a positive effect in the moment, but in the long term, it doesn't serve you. So what do we mean by prioritizing self-care? How do you prioritize self-care? So many people, when they hear self-care, they think about just lying in a bubble bath and having your nails done or maybe having a pedicure. Now, that might feel, well, that's one form of self-care, but that's not the ultimate. Okay? You need to take a balanced approach. So, what are the strategies I use? The first one is what you eat. Yes, what you eat matters. Now, you might be very busy and you might say, oh, I'm busy with work, I'm sitting at my computer, I'm just gonna grab the easiest thing for me to grab. But our diet plays a huge role in our energy levels and in our mood. So most of the foods we grab that are very easy to just grab and go, most of them aren't very good for our health, right? So you have to start thinking of finding a balance. You have to start thinking of incorporating good food. When I say good food, I mean food that is as close to its nature as possible. So, McDonald's, like the processed foods you grab from McDonald's, for example, might not be the best for your health. It's harder to make wholesome food with fruits and vegetables incorporated, but those are the foods that actually serve us the most. So I want you to start thinking of smart ways to incorporate homemade food into your diet. Okay? So another thing you need to consider doing is drinking more water. Yes. In fact, the other day I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, I don't drink as much water as I love to. So being intentional, and actually tracking your water and having a target. So what I did was I bought this very large jug. I think it's 2.5 liters, and I tell myself, well, that's your goal for a day. So I fill it up in the morning and I bring it into my office and I say, I have to finish this water today. So maybe that's a strategy that might work for you, so that you track and you intentionally drink more water, because water is very, very good for you. So also consider reducing soda, chocolates, chips, you know, all of those food cookies. I'm guilty of as well. Like, I have those foods sometimes, but I'm just saying, be more intentional about the kinds of foods you eat. I'm not saying for you to be 100% perfect and have broccoli and salads and chicken every single day. I'm just saying, be more mindful because the foods we eat go a very long way to determine how healthy we are. Another thing I want you to do is staying active. Okay, moving your body is one of the best things you can do for yourself. Now, I used to go for a walk every single day for 2 hours. Like, it's just the best thing for me. When I go for a walk for 2 hours, it just, when I come back home, I feel so alive. My brain feels like it's been refreshed, you know? So, what's that thing for you that you move your body and it brings you alive? You have to find that for yourself. Now, I haven't done that for, I think, the past 3 weeks because the weather has been terrible. I know that's an excuse, but I will resume that. We have some snow on the ground right now. I'm in Ontario, Canada, and it snowed, but I have to find a way to move my body. There is no excuse. So sometimes I do YouTube videos. There is this lady called Leslie Sanson. She has walking videos on YouTube that you can do very easily from the comfort of your home, and I find that very, very effective. So that's a fallback for me. So find something that works for you, that you can do consistently, something you enjoy. I think that's the secret to keeping healthy. You have to choose a form of movement, of exercise that you really, really enjoy. Okay. Another one I want to talk about is mental health. This is one that is very close to my heart. The reason it's very close to my heart is because I have firsthand experience on the detriment of when you have bad mental health. I suffered from depression when I had my baby postpartum, and it didn't go away for a very long time, and it was terrible. And so now I encourage women in my orbit, in my circle, to prioritize mental health because it's so important. And there is still stigma around mental health. I don't know why that is. But if you have a headache, if you have a toothache, if you have a tummy ache, you go to the hospital, right? And there's no shame about that. But somehow, when people struggle with their mental health, they are afraid or ashamed to ask for help. That shouldn't be the case. So you need to prioritize your mental health. How do you prioritize your mental health? Well, staying focused and grounded and always putting yourself first. Yes, always putting yourself first. I know that might sound selfish, but it isn't selfish at all because when you prioritize yourself, you actually become more available to the people that need you the most. You cannot be the best mom if you are not the best person for you, right? When you prioritize your mental health and you take care of yourself, you show up and you are the best mom you can be. You show up in your business and you are the best business owner you can be. So prioritizing your mental health is the best thing you can do for all of those around you. And sadly, there's been instances of people who are seemingly very, very wealthy who struggle with mental health, and sadly, they end up taking their own lives. You know, so it goes to show you that wealth without health is nothing. You have to start prioritizing your mental health. Like, I think it's the only thing you can do for yourself, prioritizing your mental health and your health in general. The other point I want to talk about is rest. And I think this is the bedrock of having sound mental health. resting well. When I look at myself, my ex-husband who was clinically depressed, and a few of the people around me who suffered from depression, many of them tell me that when they think back, their struggles started when they were struggling to sleep. And I know this for a fact that when you struggle with sleep, it's not a good thing. Okay? Sleep is absolutely vital. Like, you have to have good sleep. You have to have sound sleep. And I actually did a podcast episode just on sleep, because that's how valuable sleep is. If you're struggling to sleep, that's not a good thing. You have to see your healthcare professional. I'm not saying go on sleep medication. That might be a quick fix, a temporary fix, but you have to have a long-term solution to your sleep issues. So sleep is absolutely important. Now, I am so blessed that I now have, I run this business myself. This is what I do full time as a wealth coach. And I've been so blessed that I can take a 30-minute nap at 12. So 12 o'clock every single day, I leave my office. I go into my bedroom. My bedroom is set up in a way that it's so cozy. I have blackout curtains, double blackout curtains. So I just go turn off all my devices and just lay down in the dark. Yes, when I close my curtains and I shut my door, it's pitch black. And that's how I love it. And I take a nap. Even if I don't sleep deeply, maybe 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever it is, I just take a nap during the day. And when I come back to my desk, I feel so refreshed. Many people used to ask me, how am I able to do all of the things I do? The operations in my business, my social media, every single thing, marketing, all of the sales calls, I do them. And some of my friends have asked me, how do you manage to do all of them? Well, that's one of my secret weapons, being able to take a nap for 30 minutes every single day. So I want to encourage you. Maybe you have a 9-to-5 job and it's not feasible for you to take a nap during the day, but you can just find a quiet place. Maybe your car. Maybe during your break time, just go into your car and just have that peace and quiet. No social media distraction. You just allow your brain, your mind to relax just for a few minutes. It does wonders. And then at night time, you prioritize your sleep. Have a specific time when it's lights out. Have a specific time when it's all gadgets turned off and you just lay down on your bed, no TV. Okay, when you have that cutoff time, you are able to prioritize your sleep. Okay, so those are the tips I have for you, my friend. I want you to take this as a baton. You need to prioritize your self-care, okay? Because ultimately, when you make all the money and you are filthy rich, you want to be able to enjoy your wealth, okay? And prioritizing your health and prioritizing your self-care is the best thing you can do for yourself. So that's all I have for you today. As always, if you have any questions, I'm just one email away. I'm just one DM away. I'm very available on Instagram and on Facebook. Just send me a DM and I'll very happily answer any questions you have. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll see you here in the next episode. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.